Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A campaign stop in Pennsylvania today for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, who said he was being sarcastic when he insisted repeatedly President Obama was the founder of the terror group ISIS. NPR's Bracken Booker reports Trump backed off the assertion, but only so much.
Donald Trump's rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, hit on his familiar themes, bringing back jobs to the United States and making the nation's economy stronger. Trump also addressed the controversy prompted by his recent comments that President Obama was the founder and MVP of the Islamic State terror group, also known as ISIS.
So I said, the founder of ISIS. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic.
Trump later added,
Then, but not that sarcastic, to be honest with you.
He blamed this dust-up on, quote, dishonest media people. Trump also said Obama let ISIS happen and that the terror group is expanding. Bracken Booker, NPR News.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has released her tax returns, showing she and former President Bill Clinton paid federal taxes at a rate of 34.2% last year and donated 9.8% of their income to charity. Clinton's released their 2015 tax returns today. Clinton has repeatedly called on rival Donald Trump to release his tax returns, but so far that hasn't happened. Jerry Sandusky, the former Penn State assistant football coach convicted of child sex abuse 4 years ago, took the stand in his own defense for the first time today. WPSU's Eleanor Kilnboff reports Sandusky is seeking an appeal on the grounds of insufficient representation.
Jerry Sandusky's first two appeals were struck down, so he sought this hearing under the Post-Conviction Relief Act. He claims his original lawyer was negligent, preventing Sandusky from having a preliminary hearing and urging him not to testify. Sandusky's new lawyer, Al Lindsay, says this hearing gave Sandusky a chance to speak out.
We're very happy to get him on the stand today to say that he was innocent of these charges, because he's never been able to say that. The way that this thing has been set up, it just didn't happen.
Sandusky's previous lawyer, Joseph Amendola, testified that he launched a valid legal defense, and Sandusky raised no issues with him at the time. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Klibanoff in State College, Pennsylvania.
Flooding in the Deep South has resulted in water rescues and has left people displaced from their homes. A foot or more of rain has fallen in some areas. Dennis Kimball is chief of the Zachary Fire Department in Louisiana and says a number of people are trapped there.
Probably one of the worst that they've ever experienced. We are in the process of still trying to get people out of their homes. Flooded cars where they've run off in high water and can't get out. We're still in the process of that.
Flooding is also causing problems in Mississippi with rivers going over their banks because of the heavy rain. Stocks after yesterday's record close fell victim to a bit of end-of-the-week profit-taking. The Dow was down 37 points. This is NPR. According to federal prosecutors, the majority of people in U.S. terrorism cases who have been sentenced for efforts to support the Islamic State group have received the maximum 15 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Minnesota says in a summary filed today it looked at ISIS-related cases nationwide over the past 2 years. It found that 8 of the 13 defendants who have already been sentenced received the maximum. Today in Rio, the U.S. women's soccer team, the defending Olympic champs, took on 6th-ranked Sweden in the quarterfinals. And as NPR's Melissa Block reports, it all came down to penalty kicks.
After a scoreless first half, Sweden drew first blood. They scored on a breakaway in the 61st minute, firing a low shot into the corner past diving goalie Hope Solo. Alex Morgan equalized for the U.S. in the 77th minute. Even though the U.S. dominated in possessions and shots, the match was still tied 1-1 after regulation, and then after 30 minutes of extra time. So it went to a shootout. And there, the U.S. came up short. Morgan's shot was blocked, and Kristen Press booted hers over the net. With that, the U.S. women are eliminated from the Olympics. Their dream of repeating as gold medal winners has died shockingly early. Melissa Block, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
A woman aboard a JetBlue flight that had to be diverted to South Dakota after running into turbulence says the interior of the airplane was like something out of a movie. Passenger Rhonda Lineman says the plane heading from Boston to Sacramento was suddenly lost altitude. Going through a dark cloud, it began rocking. 22 passengers and 2 crew members were hurt. They were taken to a hospital. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.